Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
All right, that's askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com. As you guys know, this is, I love this part of the show. I love answering questions, even when I don't know the answers all the time. But I just love the research behind it and the thought, the theories. It's cool stuff. So please send me your questions, and you can be as detailed or as vague as you want. You can be anonymous. You can give me your name. It's all up to you. I have a question about a new prostate cancer test using gold nanoparticles, and I'm going to get to that. But I noticed another question I'm going to start with, because I think I can answer this one pretty quick, and then move into the prostate cancer test, which may take a little bit more time. So let me go to this shorter question here. I had a procedure done where my doctor unclogged the arteries in my lower extremities. It's been 6 months since the procedure, and I still can't walk without pain. Do you have any suggestions? So yeah, what happened? So we, you know, just like in your heart, and this is an example of an anonymous email. I didn't print out the full emails. I don't see the email, the name. I just have the question. Sometimes I print it out where I can see the email. I just did one with Ralph Bennett, and I know that because it's at the top. But anyways, if you don't want your name said, just tell me. Whatever. I'll work with you. But yeah, so just like in the arteries in your heart can get clogged, any artery in your body anywhere can get clogged, and the lower extremity actually is very common. If you ever walk and you start getting kind of like a pain, a cramping of the calf muscle, that kind of thing, that's usually a good sign that there's some blood flow issues, probably from some blocked arteries. And when I was in radiology, we used to do a lot of these lower extremity angiograms, right? I remember being a resident, I did my interventional radiology part at the VA in Dallas. Matter of fact, I was in the middle of a procedure just like this when 9/11 happened. I remember that. How could you forget that day? I was literally doing a lower extremity angiogram as a resident. Anyways, so the best way to answer this, you're still having pain when you walk, and it's been 6 months. So I actually would recommend two things. First, get a blood test called PLAC. It's abbreviated for phospholipase AC. It's an enzyme that the higher it is when it's, and I think the number we use at Life Extension is 200. So when it's over 200, that's a bad sign. That means that this enzyme is in there kind of chewing up the fat and stuff. Even if they put stents in, you still have some plaque in there, and you have this enzyme kind of eating away at it, and it makes the stent unstable. So if you're still having pain after 6 months, I would start with the phospholipase test, the plaque test. If it's over 200, then you definitely need to go ahead and have another angiogram of your lower extremities. Make sure that the stent's doing what it's supposed to do. Since this is, however, you could also make the case that maybe you should just have the angiogram. Forget the PLAC, the plaque test, PLAC. Just go ahead and have the angiogram. Let's make sure that the stent that they most likely placed is okay and still working. If it is, if everything looks fine and it's still, you're still not getting the benefit that you were expecting from the procedure, well, I mean, I think other options would be to strengthen the artery, right? I mean, we've talked on my show before about the importance of endothelial cells. And so things like pomegranate, curcumin, quercetin, resveratrol, CoQ10, these are all nutrients that can really help artery health. And so maybe that's where you need to focus, okay? All right, let's go to the next question, though. This is about a new prostate cancer test that's pretty interesting. I live in South Florida and saw on a local news story about a new prostate cancer test using gold. Have you heard about it? I didn't. I had to look this up. And I found this from Eurasia Review. It's a news outlet. And it we actually publish this on the Life Extension website. We do a daily news at Life Extension. So I found this on Life Extension, but it was from Eurasia Review, and it was published just this month. And so this is like right off the press, right? Hot off the press. It turns out that there's a test that costs less than a dollar and it yields results in minutes and has been shown in newly published studies to be more sensitive and more exact than the current standard test for early stage prostate cancer, which of course is the PSA test, prostate specific antigen. The PSA is a test that we use, and it's done. It's good. It's not a bad test. It's just not very sensitive for prostate cancer is the problem. PSA can go up even just when there's prostatitis, infectious or non-infectious, you know, just enlarged prostate as men get older. I mean, PSA can go up. It doesn't mean it's cancer. So what's happened, if you rely only on a PSA, is a lot of guys end up having these biopsies that they just don't need. So we're always trying to figure out a better way, a more sensitive way of identifying cancer versus non-cancer prostate issues. So, and this is apparently one that can. And this was developed at the University of Central Florida. A scientist named, I'm going to say the name wrong, Kuhn-Treen, holds the promise of earlier detection. So, she developed this test, and the test holds the promise of earlier detection of one of the deadliest cancers among men. It would also reduce the number of unnecessary invasive biopsies stemming from the less precise PSA test that's now used. So basically what she's developed out of the University of Central Florida are gold nanoparticles. Here's what happens. When a tumor develops, the body mobilizes the immune system to produce antibodies. And this test, this gold nanoparticle, is detecting the immune response, not necessarily the cancer itself, but it's finding these antibodies to the cancer. And what it's doing is the gold nanoparticles, when applied to the person's blood, is able to attract all of these antibodies better. It's like a vacuum for these antibodies. And it highlights underneath the microscope the antibodies better than looking for the cancer itself. And it's able to identify, apparently according to what I'm reading here, it's able to identify a cancer way before PSA would even begin to increase. So it's a very sensitive way of finding prostate cancer, but it's not really finding the cancer. It appears to be identifying antibodies to the cancer, and and those antibodies are attaching itself to the gold nanoparticles. And I'm reading further in this report, and although it uses gold, which everybody thinks, oh my God, the test is cheap. That's good, right? A small bottle of nanoparticles suspended in water cost about $250, and yet it contains enough for about 2,500 tests. That's where you're getting about the dollar a test. So even though it's gold, it's very cost efficient. What's different and unique about our technique, this is Dr. Ho explaining this, what's different and unique about our technique is it's a very simple process, and the material required for the test is less than a dollar. And because it's low cost, we're hoping most people can have this test in their doctor's office. If we can catch this cancer in its early stages, the impact is going to be big. And of course, that's one of the reasons we're seeing cancer deaths go down, is we're catching cancers earlier and treatment has a better chance of working. So, and of course, this is bypassing the PSA, which is not that sensitive. This is actually looking for the antibodies that are attaching to the cancer. So you only make those antibodies when there's cancer. So that's why this is a highly sensitive test for prostate cancer. And apparently it's able to detect these antibodies when there's just a few of them. So a lot of promise with the gold nanoparticles for prostate cancer detection. It's awesome. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.